Millionaires a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree and bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference between this and them. Nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it dropped, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I'll be locked.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. That's it. It's the sports show. Sports show YYC. That Instagram channel still hacked, ladies and gentlemen. So with that being said, we're trying the best we can. This is actually ridiculous that a company like Facebook, or Meta, I should say, cannot for the life of them retrieve this account and offer any kind of customer service. It's just been ridiculous. And so we apologize for that. But you know what? That's fine. Maybe blessing in disguise. Because as you know, of course, the podcast is streaming on Spotify, on iTunes, on Podbean, but more importantly, Sports Show TV on YouTube. And thank you very much. Last few videos gotten a lot of traction. I don't know what the difference is. There's something that's just missing or not missing. Something's different. And all of a sudden, we're just getting record-breaking numbers. I'm just not sure what it is. I can't put my finger on it. I just don't know. Mitch is cringing right now. But I'm cringing too. I miss the guy. I can't lie. But Sports Show TV on YouTube. Thank you very much for the support. But subscribe to the channel. It'll have the clips and the podcast and everything that that goes with it. But here we are. We're back. Another episode. And again, we just got to get right into it because we do got a few things to talk about. But one thing I have to get off my chest. So this week I've been taking the time off of work. Okay, so we're going to Greece. When Mitch comes back, we're going to Greece right after. And so we're taking the time off of work. And my wife and I are bouncing back and forth because of for childcare the couple weeks. Now, I get it that it's Father's Day tomorrow. Again, this being Saturday, we're recording. But man, oh man, oh man. Gentlemen out there, please, this is the real work of life. I mean, holy smokes. I have an appreciation. Not that I didn't, but you know, sometimes you just need experience. So all you moms out there, you do the real work. Here we are in the show. We talk about the grind. We talk about sports. We talk about the culmination of the physical and the mental, and that's why we're drawn to it. But at the same time, I argue that probably parenting is number one. That should be an Olympic sport on its own. That should have a playoffs. Like, if you really want to calculate who is mom of the year or dad of the year, I think they should just have a reality TV show and just put them through the gauntlet, especially with my girls. No, I kid. I love them. But yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to all the parents and all the moms out there. So let's get into it. Okay, here's the thing. So Canada has made the World Cup. It's fantastic. It's big news for soccer. Big news for Canadian soccer. And it's awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. And they're playing well. Like, this is the great thing, is they're going to go into the World Cup. And even if they lose every game, for example, we know that that package of players is going to play substantially well. And it's exciting. Here's what else is exciting. What's exciting is that the 2026 World Cup now is going to be hosted by three different countries, Canada included. So what timing on the Canadians' part? United States and Mexico. Okay, great. Fine and dandy. Now, normally I'd have no bone to pick on this one and I would have nothing negative to say, but I do got to find the little problem because we're from Calgary. Mitch and I are from Calgary. We live in Calgary, born and raised. And the cities that got selected so far confirmed for Canada are Vancouver and Toronto. Now, I get it. I'm not saying that Calgary should be first in line. That's not where I'm going with this. Where I'm going with this is Calgary doesn't even get a look in. And for the Canadians that are listening, the Americans might be like, okay, well, you know, Toronto, Vancouver, those are maybe Montreal. Those are the only really cities that I know. And if you're a soccer fan, maybe you throw Edmonton in the hat because there would have been a friendly there and you just happen to know it. But for the Canadian contingent up here. This is why I'm upset with Calgary. You know, I just, it was a rant that I had a few weeks ago, and I want to bring it back in because, man, oh man, Calgary, let me tell you something. Don't expect anything ever, right? And I'm going to go on and I'm going to say ever, because if we can't even get an arena deal for the existing hockey team that is the number one thing in our city, always has been, sorry, CFL, but I told you how I felt last week. But if we can't even get anything done there for an arena that's 30, 40 years old, however old that thing is, I mean, what are we expecting? Did you really think that we were going to get a look in for the World Cup or anything even remotely close? I mean, we can't get concerts, we can't get arenas, we can't get looks, we can't get everything. And you know what? We walk around like we're the Toronto, the capital, really, of Canada. Now, I know it's Ottawa, but let's be honest. Anyone who knows anyone from Toronto, it's the capital of Canada. So, hey, Calgary fan, don't expect nothing ever from anyone when it comes to sports or big venues. We're never going to get it. We're not going to get it, and it's a shame. And it is a shame because we have a beautiful city and an amazing downtown. We have an amazing province. I'm very proud of where we live. But the fact of the matter is that it's a shame that we don't even get a look in, and we're always going to lose out to these two cities. And I'll throw Montreal in the hat as well, depending on the venue. We're always going to lose out because we can't get anything done in here, for crying out loud. It's so bad, and it's upsetting. We can't even get the Olympics. We can't even get a World Cup. We just can't get anything, okay? And so that's my rant for that. I had to bring it up because it is something that bothers me, and I hope that it changes. So that's how I feel. Okay, speaking of changes, you know, we get into the off season, right? We get into the off season of sports. And when I mean sports is when I told you that Toronto is the capital city of Canada because they deem it. Well, guess what? The NFL is the capital city of sports because when it's on, everyone knows everything else doesn't matter for the most part. But here's the thing. I say, okay, it's the off season. Why are we talking about the NFL? Why would I want to talk about the NFL? There's nothing much going on. Yeah, there is. Yes, there is. And so, you know, part of it here is to say, okay, what's going on with trades? Or is there something going on with the team? No, look, I don't care about the trades. Don't care about agencies, free agencies, anything. I don't care about any of that stuff. Here's what I care about. The Cleveland Browns. I care about the Cleveland Browns because you know what? Say what you want. They're almost like the Cleveland Donald Trumps. Even if you hate them, they're in the news. And you can't help but kind of love it. You know, you hate it, but you love it at the same time. They're that cousin. They're that brother-in-law. They're that person. And so for me, I look at Cleveland and I say, wow, you guys just always have to do the wrong thing. I am certain that the Cleveland Browns still think that they're filming the movie Draft Day. And the only solution is just somehow, someway, get the Costner to come back into this organization. So what am I talking about? Let me bring you up to a little bit of speed. Deshaun Watson gets let go from the Houston Texans. Why? Misconduct allegations, multiple allegations. Franchise can't get around and says, hey, we got to package you out. You got to go. Honey, sugar, baby, I'm sorry, but this is the end of the line for you. Okay, no problem. So he's in limbo. He's in the NFL purgatory. What happens? A couple teams wanted to bid on him in this past year. Lo and behold, Cleveland Browns, they get him. They sign him. Well, they tell Baker, hey, sorry, but it is what it is. But we're not letting you go, but it is what it is. So now you got this guy frustrated. And Baker's not been shy to let the world know his displeasure for that situation. But now what's happening in the news? Two more big allegations. Deshaun Watson, he can't escape it. It's crazy. So now the Cleveland Browns are in a situation where they sold the farm really to get Deshaun Watson. This guy who takes him into the playoffs and has helped the franchise. I'm not saying he's a great quarterback. I'm just saying that there was progression there as a Browns fan, okay? And then they turn around and go, yeah, no. Now they need him back. And now they don't know what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do really quick. If you want to know the art of letting someone go and then bringing them back, just hire a Greek that either owns a restaurant or has run a restaurant, and they will fix you up right away. We are the kings and queens. And I would say the queens, the moms in the restaurants are the best ones at doing this. They are the best at letting you go and then calling you back for a shift, having you agree, and having you stay around and potentially even becoming the manager. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. So Cleveland, my advice to you, find a Greek, okay? Just find a Greek. That's all we need to do. And what else do I got on the docket here? Okay. We're going to jump right into NHL here, okay? That's what we're getting. We're going to do NHL. We're going to do NBA. Here is the thing, okay? Before I start and breaking down the teams and breaking down what I see, this, that, and the other thing, I'm going to tell you something right now. I've been watching the playoffs. I watched game one. As I said, we're recording right now on a Saturday, which means that game two is tonight between Colorado and Tampa Bay. But I want to say something. As Canadians, we're very, very ignorant hockey fans. We are. It is what it is. And I understand why. It's our game. It's our thing. It's what we do. It's what we have. And we want to keep it sacred. I mean, that's why we have football that, you know, we have three downs and 10 extra yards. And heaven forbid we just adopt NFL rules. But again, I can't go back into that last week. I just can't do it. So we're ignorant fans, and we're so ignorant that we come down on the Americans. We come down on the Americans because they don't have a fan base. It doesn't mean as much to them as it means to us. Blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what, Canadian fan? Let me hit you with a bit of a reality check. Hockey does mean a lot to Americans. Hockey's always meant a lot to Americans in recent, okay? I mean, we're talking that the original six teams, I hate to say it, but does anyone forget that there were American teams there? Do people forget that there are actually more American teams than there were Canadian teams, if I'm not mistaken? And so when I sit here and I hear, why can't the Stanley Cup come back to Canada? When can it come back to Canada? I've alluded to the whole, oh, Gary Bettman doesn't want the cup to come back to Canada. Guys, in a weird way, I'm sorry to say, hot take, but it's irrelevant now. Okay, would it be nice? Yes. But I'm more keen on the Canadian players that are leaders winning the Stanley Cups. Okay, for example, I don't know, maybe in the Stanley Cup finals, two of the top players are Canadian. One's a captain on one team. The other is the assistant captain, but really the star player on the other team. So we're not really losing. But I'm watching these playoffs, and these fans are engaged. Like, Colorado game one, my goodness. Tampa Bay, they're fired up. And so, yeah, hockey's not the number one sport in the United States. It's NFL. We get it. NFL, NASCAR is massive over there too, or, you know, racing sports and contests, NBA, which we'll get to in a bit too as well. Yeah, I get all that, but you know what? I think enough with it, because like I said, we're an ignorant fan up here. We think that no one else is allowed to have what we can have, and it's brutal, right? It's like, you know, hockey is basically a Canadian's first girlfriend. You just can't see her with anybody else, and you think that they're there and yours forever. But guess what? They found someone bigger, better, stronger, more money, better looking, and that's all there is to that. So I got to say, you know what? Fan bases, they're there in the States. They're there. They're alive and well. Don't look at the couple markets. Don't look at the Arizona Sun Devils, or excuse me, the Coyotes, which is kind of sad, but at the same time, kind of neat, right? You know, like, they have the best gig. Sorry to segue here, but they got the best gig in the whole house. You know, with all the profit sharing going on in the United States, or in the NHL, excuse me. I mean, to sit here and say that they get a 5,000-seat stadium, and they still get all the perks of the NHL. Like, I don't know, is Spanos running this team? Is he out of jail? Did he come back to run this team? That's got to be the way to go. That's got to be what he's doing. But let's get into it, okay? Let's get into the NHL here. Okay. NHL playoffs last week when we were on the show here, when we were talking, it wasn't fully settled. We had known that Colorado had punched their ticket into the final. We were basically waiting for Tampa Bay after taking the 3-2 lead. Again, which they did. They closed it out. They come and they win four straight. They did exactly what everyone has expected from them. They don't get rattled. They are extremely composed, and they got the job done. So here we are. We have the Colorado Avalanche versus the Tampa Bay Lightning for the Stanley Cup. Exciting. Probably the way that it should have been. When the dust settles and the emotions are off and you say, what two teams are the most deserving to get in there? I would say it was these two. This is you, and what more could you ask for, hockey fan? Let's be honest. You got the reigning, defending, two-time. I hear you, Mitch. I know you said it. Stanley Cup champions in the Tampa Bay Lightning against a team that probably should have been there already. It came up a little bit short, but exciting. Young and old, everything mixed together, rolling lines, dynamic, good, well-coached. I mean, the team that could... They're waiting to get the torch passed. McKinnon's been waiting for this. I mean, how often can you train with Crosby in the offseason and do Tim Hortons commercials and look at a guy who's won three Stanley Cups? I mean, that's tough. That's like, you know, he's hanging out with his older cousin who's got all the trophies and the medals, and he wants a little piece of the pie. You know what I'm saying? So exactly how it should have been, and I love it. So here we are. Fans are electric, as I told you before, and we are in game one. Now, the first thing I want to address before we go into my thoughts on the series is this. You know, everyone always talks about, they say Colorado, well, you know, they had a big layoff. They had a big layoff. Is there going to be rust coming in? Is it going to take them some time? Tampa Bay, they're a little bit tired. They just got off of a series and they got to play a little bit sooner. But this whole concept of rust, look, I got to be honest, maybe at one time it meant something. And even if it did, maybe it only means something for one period. I'm sorry to say, because as we know, game one is done. Colorado, they went into overtime and they still won. And so this whole concept of rust, I feel it's just more of a talking point for people on TV and sports commentators and casters on TV just to fill up some time, ironically, like I'm doing right now. But I just feel like it's a talking point. I don't know if it's really a thing. These are professional athletes that nowadays train almost all year round, right? Like, unless you're Alex Ovechkin, right? Or Milan Lucic. But again, exceptions to the rule. So this whole concept of rust and layoff and these things, I think they mean more to the media than they really do the players. Because let's be honest, once you get on the ice, you're ready to go. It's game time. You figure it out pretty quick. So I want to take that out of the equation. That's my thoughts. But here, I'm going to say this. Game one, watched it. What a way to start a Stanley Cup final. You want to get people engaged because there's not as much hockey on TV anymore, and you want them to tune into something, and you're literally seeing the two best right now. This is fantastic. Electric. Exciting. Colorado playing at home. The fans have been wanting this. You know, it's kind of nice to see the last time they won the Stanley Cup in the 90s, they had Joe Sakic. He's up at the top right now. The two-time champs, as I mentioned. Like, these are, you know, these are just really cool things to watch. And then the game was amazing. At home, Colorado taking the lead. But Tampa Bay comes back. The Muhammad Ali's turned around and said, look, like I said, the first rounds don't mean much. We're championship round people. We're slow starters. We get it. But guess what? Wait until we figure you out, and then we're going to be picking our shots. Well, lo and behold, guess what? They decided to tie the game. They give up a penalty at the end. They killed the penalty, and they killed it a bit into overtime as well. But again, I'm watching this game, and I go, oh my goodness. I go, now I've never been more nervous for a game one, I think, in my entire life. Because I'm going to tell you, as we know now, Colorado ended up winning the game. Beautiful turnover, well set up, just executed, boom, it's in. They sealed the deal for game one. But had Tampa Bay come back, had they come back from that game, from that deficit, and won that game, roster, I'm telling you, this series, over. Over. Because if you do that to the young, hungry Lion, I mean, there is no way you come back from something like that. So Colorado got away. I don't want to say they got away with one because they played well, but they did. They got away with one. And that's how good Tampa Bay is. But here's the thing. Colorado, you got to be, you got to stay composed. That's the biggest key that I see here. They got the talent. They're able to execute. But I can still see, like, McKinnon, for example, he's overskating the puck. He's really nervous. He really wants this thing, okay? So that's going to be the difficult part. The other side of it that I look at here is that it's almost like Colorado got pocket aces for the first time and they're playing poker for the first time and they just don't know how to control themselves. That's what it looks like. But they got to stay composed. But here's the difference for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, like I said, we could go on. This is the epitome of what an organization should look like from a championship level. The thing is this. These players, or this team here is finally playing a team that can execute, that knows how to capitalize. Whereas before, they had teams that were a little too nervous. The Floridas, Toronto, the Rangers. Okay, if you look at what they're doing, there's no closers here. Well, guess what? You're playing a closer in Colorado. That has no problems demolishing a team, that has no problem playing hard with a team, that has no problems capitalizing on their opportunities. So game two tonight, we'll see what happens. I think, you know, this is going to be a good series. My heart says Colorado, my head says Tampa Bay, but I'm going to stick with Colorado. I'm cheering for them. I'm going to go Colorado in six, just to say it. Well, speaking of six games is all it took for the Golden State Warriors to cement their legacy, okay? And next week, we're going to talk about legacy because I'm looking at the time, and unfortunately, I won't be able to go on, you know, on the rant here. But we're going to talk about legacies next week, okay? Golden State, first of all, because when you call it, you get to brag about it. I called it. I said it before the season started. Ask Mitch. I was there. And then if you go back to the archives or archives, you're going to hear that before the playoffs even started, I said Boston and Golden State, and Golden State still to win. So I called it. Roster, what do you want? I even did NCAA. I don't know what you want from me. I don't know what you want from me anymore. But here's the thing. Golden State, wow. What an organization. And you're going to say to me, well, Dimitri, was it that hard to call? Actually, no, it wasn't that hard to call. It wasn't that hard to call because basketball is a little different than hockey. Players make an impact. Players can make a difference. It's just that type of game. In hockey, yes, a player can make a difference, but the team has to be structurally sound from top to bottom, okay? In the NBA, it makes a difference. What happens? 2 years ago, this is a team that's pretty much last. I think they were last, okay? I mean, you're thinking the dynasty's over, but the big thing is Klay Thompson is back, their other shooter. It opens up the lanes. It changes the dynamic. And it's the team that Kerr wants. It's the team that he was looking to get into the style of team in which he can coach because that's the type of player that he was. And it all works out. And you know what? When you have great coaching, great players, great everything from top to bottom, and a maturity. You know, you remember when they were winning these championships, and at the time it was really Golden State versus LeBron James and company and wherever he was at the time, you know, in Cleveland. If you look, this is the team that was never supposed to be the dynasty. It was supposed to be LeBron James winning everything year over year. And that's my point, is that in sports, we have to start to look past, in today's age, the names on the balance sheet. We have to look at everything that the organization brings. You have to be complete. I got to say one thing. Steph Curry, I can't believe this is the first time he's won an MVP, but is that even just a testament to the type of leader and player he is on the team? Greatest shooter of all time? I mean, does he get put in a top 10 conversation now of all time because of that? Four championships. Multiple appearances, the team that was not supposed to be the team to do this good. You know, that's all it was. It's like, you know, you come, you start dating a girl, and then you realize it's the sister that you want. You didn't plan for it. You didn't expect it, but you got to break someone's heart, don't you? Well, There it is in a nutshell. Hats off to the Golden State Warriors. This team is something special. It's a dynasty, okay? It's a dynasty. And you know what, sports fan? Think about the era that we live in right now. Golden State Warriors. We're looking at Tampa Bay. Dynasties, legacies. Tom Brady, New England Patriots, and or Buccaneers. I mean, you guys, this is... Last week I talked about Nadal, Djokovic, and Federer. What a great, great time in sports, everyone. This is fantastic. So congratulations to the champions, the Golden State Warriors. Four-time champions in this era. We know that they've won before. Look, it's that time. It's Mitch's favorite segment. I got to turn a bit this way because I got the glare. See, look at the notes. I didn't use a good pen this week. I didn't use a good pen. It was tough. So apologize for the video. I gotta adjust this, right? Because you want to see the mug. I get it. Okay. It's time for Rapid Banter. All right. The Panthers are looking for a new coach. Pass me another DeBoer or dance the Foxtrots. Look, in my opinion, go with an actual winner, not a guy who can get you to the dance, one that can win. Go with Trots. Come on, it's not an open. The U.S. Open in golf is down to the wire. McIlroy back-to-back or bring on the live players. Woo-hoo-hoo, this thing, it's getting more interesting as time goes. I love it. John Tortorella, new coach of the Philadelphia Flyers, and he says a lot needs to be done. Broad Street Bully or I guess that's what I'm saying, Brooksy. I gotta tell you. This guy's got the best clip segment of all time, I think. Vince McMahon steps down as the CEO of WWE due to misconduct allegations. No chance in hell, or I wonder if it was a triple threat match. I'm not going to touch that one. We'll leave it alone. Gas prices continue to soar across the world. Regular unleaded or lather the horse? Listen, if you've been a roster member for many years, you'll understand what that one means. That was, I had to do it for Mitch. Look, speaking of Mitch, I miss the guy, but here's the thing. I talked about parenting at the beginning. Mitch is a dad. I'm a dad. A lot of dads out there in the roster, a lot of dads out there in the world. And what's coming up tomorrow, by the time you listen to it, it is Father's Day. So because we're not on the CGSW, it's back to Maga Malaka. Father's Day gifts or things to do for your father. Okay, number one, easy. Underhand toss, over the plate, no big deal. Socks, Maga or Malaka. Listen, as you get older, Maga, when you're younger, you don't want them. But as you get older, man, you need them. It's amazing how many holes are in those things as the years go by. Tie, Maga or Malaka. Look, I got to go with Malaka on this one. And I'll tell you why. Because usually they're novelty ties and you can't really wear them out. So, you know what? Do the socks. At least you can kind of talk around them and guys can wear funky socks for a tie. I say Malaka. Breakfast in bed. Malaka, right away. Look, you know what? Just let him sleep. Let us sleep, okay? Don't wake us up. Just let us sleep. You know what I mean? Plus, guys have a routine before breakfast. There's a routine. You know, you got to get up. You got to grog. You got to let a couple rip. You know how it is. Beer. Yeah. Yeah, Maga, definitely, all day, every day. You know, if you really want to please your man, just don't let him go to the fridge for it. Just bring it. That'd be great. Book a massage, Maga or Malaka. I got to say Maga on this one. Look, had it, done it, want it again. End of story there. Planning the day, Malaka. Look, ladies, kids, everyone out there, roster, don't plan the day. Don't be too structured. This is a day where we want to go by the beat of our own drum, like we do all the time, you know? And last but not least, a little bit of loving at the end of the night. Look, let me tell you something. For Father's Day, all you wives out there, partners, let me tell you something. It's very simple. It's called the Bravo Juliet. That's it. That's what makes us happy. That's all we're looking for. It's our Stanley Cup. It's our Super Bowl. It's the only thing we live for in life right now. So yeah, I'm going to go Maga with that asterisk. Look, before I get myself in even more trouble, roster, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. This is The Sports Show. CJSW.com, 90.9 FM, Podbean, Spotify, iTunes. Sports Show TV on the YouTube channel. Please like and subscribe to the channel. That'd be fantastic. I'm going to see you next week when we talk about legacies, as I said, amongst other things going on in sports. And then the week after, we got our boy back. So looking forward to there. But look, this is episode, I believe, 212, 213. I don't even know where we're at anymore. But look, it's one for the books, but I got to shove it in the locker because we do got to hit the showers. Thanks, Russell. When it's Tuesday, I'll be locked in.